A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erevin Chaf Vav, Erevin 26a, pagination page 51. We have a Gemara here which makes a distinction between an enclosure or a dwelling place that will qualify to carry within it, as opposed to an enclosure or a dwelling place that is of such significance that it can cause the area that's enclosed around it to be considered enclosed for the purpose of dwelling. As we've mentioned in the past few pages, we're dealing with the cases of karpeif, which are enclosures, so that theoretically they are rishus hayachid, a private area. They're enclosed, but they're not enclosed for the purpose of dwelling. And because they're not enclosed for the purpose of dwelling, if they are of a significantly large area, Chazal said you can't carry in them, and we would be looking to find out whether a dwelling place of sorts is present before the enclosure was completed, in order that the enclosure should be considered an enclosure for the purpose of dwelling. So it's a little interesting here. You're dealing with two different enclosures. One enclosure is the house or the porch, whatever it is that's enclosed. But the greater concept of enclosure is the enclosure around it. In the case that we will see in the Gemara, they're dealing with an orchard. And the entire orchard, the entire field, which was fairly large, was enclosed. But we want to know if this enclosed orchard is for the purpose of dwelling or not. And to ascertain that, they looked at the avarniki, which was a shady tree enclosed by a fence. And what we would call today probably a gazebo. But they used a shady tree as the roof. It just grew naturally, and then you built a fence around it. The equivalent of a park bench area where people sit around and want to be able to relax. So the question here is, if the greater enclosure around the orchard qualifies in order to carry in this area, and one of the considerations is, what status does the enclosure around this shady tree have? Is that considered a place of dwelling or not? Keep in mind that the Rashi that you will see next to the text is not the interpretation of Rashi that's widely accepted. You'll take a look at Chavav Amad Aleph, 26a, pagination 51, and you'll see, as you get towards the bottom of the page, Rashi's commentary, inner commentary, gets wider. The first time it gets wider on the third line, so those medium wide lines, third line, Mitzasiha, I found, Belashon Acher, another interpretation, V'yashar Be'enai, and this is the one that's correct in my eyes. And this commentary, even though it's printed almost like after the Gemara, this is the one that we will follow. So in order to start the Gemara, we have to start on the facing page. So we're starting on Chafhei Amid Beis, 25b, pagination 50, four lines from the bottom of the page. Hahi avarnika, there was a shady tree with a fence around it. Davale l'resh galusa, which the resh galusa, the leader of the exile arch, owned and wanted to be able to sit under it on Shabbos and be able to eat food over there. And this avarnika, this shady tree with its fence, was bivistanei, inside his orchard. So there's a greater fence going around the entire area, but he understood that the greater fence going around the entire area doesn't qualify as a fence to carry within it on Shabbos because it had the status of a karpef, an area enclosed but not for the purpose of dwelling. He told Rav Huna Bar Chinana, I guess in his in-house rabbi, Liavid Marta Kanta, I want you to make a fixing, fix it up, so that tomorrow we can eat bread underneath this shady tree. And presumably to be able to carry from the house, the mansion, over to this shady tree. Ozal, so Rav Huna Bar Chinana went, Ovad Kona Kona Pochas Mishlosha, and he put up posts that were each less than 3 tfachim from each other, and therefore, based on the principle of Lavud, that something that's within 3 tfachim of something else is considered attached, he was able to, in quick method, build a path, an enclosure, that was independent of the orchard, and enable the Reish Galusa to walk through these stakes all the way up to his Avarnaka that he was dreaming of to be able to eat there on Shabbos. Ozal Rava, Rava came, Shalfinhu, and he removed the stakes. As Rashi, in the commentary that we're following, explains, because he held that these stakes were unnecessary. Because he held that if you have a dwelling place that was placed within the orchard, that made it okay, and the wall of the orchard would now be sufficient to carry in the entire area, because there's a dwelling place in the middle. The dwelling place is the fence around the Avarnaka, around the shady tree. And he felt that this additional fence that the Reish Galusa had commissioned, so to speak, had asked Rav Huna Bar Chinana to build, that additional fence made out of these stakes was unnecessary, and he removed it. He pulled out the stakes. Also, Rav Papa of Rav Huna Bered de Rav Yeshua, students of Rava came, Naktinami Basrei, and they were so sure that their Rebbe was right, that Rava was right, that they removed the stakes. Lamachar, the next day, what Rava was so sure about became a heated discussion, and they disagreed with Rava and felt that he never should have removed the stakes, because those stakes were indeed needed, because the fence around the Avarnaka does not create a dwelling place that will allow the wall of the orchard to function as an enclosure. And they're going to argue and say that the area remained as a karpef, and the Reish Galusa was correct in requiring an additional walkway fence to get him from his mansion to his Avarnaka shady tree enclosure. Second line at the end of the line, Eisvei Ravina l'Rava, Ravina asked Rava, Ir Chadasha, if you have a new city, Modedin la mi yeshivasa, you have to count from the dwelling areas of the city and not from the wall of the city. Skip a line. Chadasha, what does it mean, a new city, that you have to count from the houses and not from the wall? Shehukaf ulibisof yashva. As we've been discussing, that the wall was put up, and then the people are dwelling in it. So the case over here is counting the tchum, the 2,000 amma, from your resting place on Shabbos. And the ruling here is that where do you count the 2,000 amma? What's considered the city limits? So it depends. If the people dwelled there first and then built a wall, so then you could count from the wall, because the wall functions as the wall of the city. But if the wall was there first, and the city is chadasha, the dwelling people are newer, meaning the houses were built after the wall was in place, so then the wall functions as nothing. and you have to count from the houses, because the wall was there from before and does not function as a dwelling wall, and therefore it's insignificant, and you have to count from the place of the houses. So they asked Rava, we know that the wall of the orchard was up before the fence of the Avarnika shady tree, and therefore the wall of the orchard is not enclosed for dwelling, and it's not a valid wall for our purposes. Amale Rav Papa LaRava, Rav Papa also argued on Rava, and he said that when you have Mechitzas Adarkalin, builders' walls that they build for shade as they are working to protect them from the heat, so certainly such an enclosure allows you to carry within the enclosure of this little hut or whatever that they're building, but it does not function as a place of dwelling in order that the wall that's built around such enclosures should be considered a wall that's enclosing places of dwelling, because this is not a place of dwelling. And they are arguing that even though there is a fence around the Avarnika shady tree, but that fence is like the worker's fence. It's litzneus. You could carry in that enclosure, but it's not strong enough to be considered a dwelling place to justify the wall of the orchard as an enclosure of dwelling. So you have two different angles that they're arguing on Rava. Number one, the orchard wall was up first, before this dwelling place. And secondly, this dwelling place that you're calling a dwelling, but it's not a dwelling place. It's a place of shade. And therefore, even had it been up before the orchard wall, it still would not cause the orchard wall to be a valid enclosure. So after the arguments that were made on Rava, they realized that the Reish Galusa is not allowed to carry from his mansion to the Avarnika shady area that he was dreaming of eating there on Shabbos, because the stakes, which he had commissioned, that he had requested, had been uprooted by Rava, thinking they were unnecessary. At the end of a line, about 20 lines from the top, Kari Alayu Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa called out about this situation. Chachamim Eima, oh, they're very wise. Lahara, they messed me up. Ulehetiv lo yada'u. But to use their wisdom in a good way, to have this whole discussion and debate before Shabbos, and make sure I would be taken care of, to do it well, lo yada'u, that they didn't know. Yashikorach, have a great day.